USA Radio News.
Tony Marussa reporting. Russia's military said Wednesday it will withdraw from the only Ukrainian regional capital it captured, Kherson. It would mark one of Russia's worst setbacks in the eight-month-old war. Russia expert George Beebe on why the city is so important.
So if Russia loses Kherson, as it appears that they now have, that really precludes any opportunity the Russians might have to try to advance along the southern Ukrainian coast, and exposes Crimea as potentially vulnerable to a Ukrainian offensive.
However, Ukrainians are skeptical, with an analyst warning this could be a ruse to lure the country's forces into a deadly trap. Maricopa County, Arizona, the most populous county in the state, says there are an estimated 400,000 to 410,000 remaining balloted count as of Wednesday night. Election workers are tabulating ballots in key states that will determine the balance of power in Congress, as well as more than three dozen state houses. Because of differing laws, some states have tallied nearly all their ballots, while others may not finish for several days. Elections officials from coast to coast reported a few problems at the polls on Tuesday, saying that the election went smoothly beyond isolated and mostly minor problems. President Biden has some thoughts on aid to Ukraine at a White House press briefing on Wednesday.
President Biden says he expects aid to Ukraine to continue even if Republicans take control of the House.
I would be surprised if Leader McCarthy even has a majority of his Republican colleagues who say they're not going to fund the legitimate defensive needs of Ukraine.
Current Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said there would be no blank check for Ukraine in its ongoing war with Russia if the GOP wins the majority. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
We have the latest for you on the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen in particular on his injury. Josh did not practice on Wednesday. He hurt his right elbow after the Jets' Bryce Huff hit his throwing arm. Bills coach Sean McDermott did not say if Josh has thrown the football since Sunday or if he got a second opinion. It's unclear if the QB will play in Sunday's game against the Vikings. The coach addressed reporters after Wednesday's practice. And here's what he had to say.
What I've got on Josh is he's day-to-day, and the next question will be, is he going to play? And the answer is, we'll see. So based on the medical report that we have, Josh is day-to-day.
The Brooklyn Nets named interim head coach Jack Maughan as their official head coach on Wednesday. Speaking to the media, general manager Sean Marks said this.
We're looking at the big picture here and you know, having a relationship with him for 7 years, his connection to players, his competitive spirit, you know, a lot of that goes a long way. And we've seen how this team, to be quite frank, has responded to him, you know, lately.
It's fitting that the CMA Awards started with a tribute to Loretta Lynn. Carrie Underwood, Miranda Lambert, and Reba McEntire took turns honoring the late country superstar. Reba took the stage last and blew the roof off of the joint in the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee. The show aired on ABC and will be streaming on Hulu starting Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.